May a woman make a bracha with her hair or head uncovered? Well, in general, can a man make a bracha with his head uncovered? So the Masechet Sofrim cites machlokas where someone whose head is megua, is uncovered, may he be porei shema. He's basically essentially say shema. And the reason why the opinion says it's usher in the Masechet Sofrim is because he can't say Shem Hashem when his head is uncovered. Based on this Masechet Sofrim, Rabbeinu Yerucham cited in the Beis Yosef rules that it's usher to make a bracha if your head is uncovered. Now again, this has nothing to do with the Midos Chasidus, says the Mishnah Berurah, of walking around with your head uncovered. In other words, we all wear yarmulkes of Midas Chasidus, essentially, because of Yare Malka. We want to fear Hashem. Some say it's because of Chukazakum, but for the most part, it's a Midas Chasidus. And this concept of wearing a yarmulke when you're making a bracha, though, is independent of that. Meaning, even if you don't walk around with a yarmulke because you're not buying into this Midas Chasidus for whatever reason, you would still have to wear a yarmulke when you're making a bracha. And that's, in fact, what Shulchan Aruch says. It cites the opinion of Rabbeinu Yerucham that when you make a bracha, you must be wearing a yarmulke, and that this is from a halacha. This is not just a Midas Chasidus. Shulchan Aruch also explains that your hand on your head doesn't work, but the Mishnah Berurah explains that, if you put your clothes outstretched past your arm and you put your clothes on your head, that could work. And this is, even though it's only by Kriyat Shema, Shulchan Aruch by Brachos says the same thing. So the upshot is, a man must cover his head when he makes a bracha. Now what about if you forget? A man forgets, even accidentally, says the Igros Moshe, when he davens without a yarmulke by accident, like his yarmulke falls off, he didn't realize, you must repeat the tefillah, you must repeat the bracha. He says it's even worse than if you find out that you were unclean, you know, there was something, feces on you or something, it's worse in this situation, because it's a toeva, it's simply an issue of chukas akum. The akum, what they do when they pray, without a head covering, they take off their hat or their yarmulke when they enter into their church or any other place where they're praying, and therefore they take it off. So for us to take off out to pray without a yarmulke is a violation of chukas akum. Says Aliha Shlomo. He disagrees with Rav Moshe. You don't have to repeat davening if you accidentally daven without a yarmulke, a man. He says, because you're Yotzei B'di'evit without a yarmulke. And in fact, the Medrash itself in Vayikra Rabba says, Halicha Shlomo, says that Hashem specifically says, V'shach b'chov k'mecha, we could say Shema when we're lying down or we're walking. There's no requirements of having head cover, says the Medrash. Says Halicha Shlomo, it's obviously not so severe to make a bracha without a yarmulke that you have to repeat it. Obviously, you should ideally, in halacha, you must wear a yarmulke when you make a bracha, but if you don't, it's still a good bracha b'di'evit. And Rabbi Yashuv cites the same ruling as well against Rav Moshe. So what about women? Based on this above Shulchan Aruch, there should be no difference between a man or a woman. Just like a man has to cover his head for kavod brachos, nothing to do with tznius or yare shamayim, so do a woman should have to make cover her head when she makes a bracha. Asked it Tzitz Eliezer, so why don't? Why don't all Beis Yaakov girls wear yarmulkes when they make brachos? He cites the Yaskel Avdi, Rabbi Avadia Adaya, who died in 1968, a Sephardi posek, who says, yeah, they should. Rivo Sephraim says the Yaskel Avdi was so mocked, but that women should even cover their heads when they make the bircha on the tevila and when they immerse in the mikvah because of this reason. Ish Matzliach, he cites as well, which is a Rav from Tunis, also wonders how it's permitted for women to make brachas if their hair is not covered. But, says the Tzitz Eliezer, so what's the basis for Ashkenazim? He cites the Chassam Sofer, who says that why are we so makbid for men to wear yarmulkes nowadays? It's not only because of Yir Shemayim, it's because of a chukas akum, that we don't want to emulate the akum, in a Yehudim. If that's the case, so what about women? Women of akum, when they enter into a church, they require them usually to cover their heads. So imagine what we would do. If we have women who are unmarried girls who are not covering their hair in Beis Yaakov, and then when they start davening, they specifically cover their hair, that would be the paradigm of Chukas Akum. We'd be specifically following the Akum. Says this, that's why women don't cover their hair. Based on the Tzitz Eliezer, we say for Halichas Bas Yisrael, cites Reb Shlomo Zalman, that married women who are anyway covering their hair throughout the day should cover their hair when they daven and they make brachas, as they don't have this dichotomy of they're following the goyim to simply put on a hair covering for brachos, because they're wearing their hair covering in general. The Rivos Ephraim gives another reason why women don't cover their hair, because he says the Gra belittles the whole concept for men to cover their hair when they make brachos. Because he says it's only a midas chasidus in general for a man to cover his hair by brachos, even though Shulchan Aruch says you should. It's just a nice idea. Why? Because the Gemara itself says that men would only put on a yarmulke when they got to Oter Yisrael Begvura. When they said that, says the Gemara, that's when they would put on their head covering, they'd make the bracha. But the other brachos before, then their hair wasn't covered. In fact, the Pri Chadash as well cites many Gemaras that imply that people, even men, made brachos without their head covered. So at least unmarried women may be lenient, because even men could be lenient. And in fact, Reb Nevinsohl as well permits a bas to make brachos without covering her head. As well as the Seder Brachos says that the velt is not makbid, because even by men it's only derech kavod to cover their head. So this bizayin only applies by men. The Sefer Ar Havacha as well cites Reb Akiva Eger, who felt that it was a kal v'chomer for married women to cover their head by brachos. If men who only cover their head because it's midas chasidus must cover their head for brachos, so married women who cover their head generally midaraisa because it's nias, surely they should cover their head by brachos. But Rabbi Yashiv disagrees with this kal v'chomer because women are covering their head for a completely different reason, for it's nias. This has nothing to do with kavod. So the upshot is, in general, married women probably should cover, who are general covering their head, should probably cover their head when they make brachos as well. Unmarried women, there's room to be lenient, obviously, and that's obviously what the velt does.